Hi, this is Maida with Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, Maida. Can you get more information from me? Because you called me last week and you told me that it was the 31st. Now you're saying it's the 14th. When did it change? And what is it saying in the system? Because it was the 31st and now it's the 14th, which is next Saturday.
This is Renee Cook. Janae Cook, right?
Renee Woods. Yeah.
But you're Janae Cook, right?
Yes, I'm Janae Cook. It's for Renee Woods.
Okay. Yes. Hold on one second. Let me check the information really quick. Okay, yes. I can see that the discharge date for the case is March 31st, but the date that the waiver from the county office ends is the 14th. So
you
the
never
14th,
sent me that information.
I received it yesterday.
So what am I supposed to do in 2 days?
Well, did you call the county assistance office?
I have been calling the county's office for a past week. They asked me, they said they would reopen it up and appeal it. And then the worker texted me today and said they did what they had to do on it and because she's no longer showing it. I don't understand what you guys are seeing on your end. But why would you not tell me it was the 14th when you first called me?
I'm sorry, but the date of the 14th, I received it today. Hold on one second.
And her case manager should have told me that it was the 14th the waiver was ending.
The case manager from the insurance company, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, but if you already called the county assistance office and they told you that everything is okay.
They never told me that. They told me that I had to upload some paperwork, and I did upload it, but I don't know if they processed it yet. So I'm trying to see on both ends if it's showing.
No, but they have to confirm to you first that they did update it, that information.
She said they don't usually do it. She said you won't hear anything after you submit. They only tell you when it's a month prior to terming. And that's what she said. And she said it was fixed. Now you're saying it's not fixed.
Well, you will have to check with them because the information that we have is that they have not updated the date.
Who do I have to check with?
The county assistance office.
Okay, what's the insurance call?
The insurance for Renee is...
Keystone Community Health Services, is that who I'm calling?
No, this is Family First. You're calling the home care agency.
No, I know that. I'm talking about for the insurance. Is that who she has? Keystone Community Health Services.
Yeah, that's her insurance company.
Okay.
We only receive
the
authorizations.
The waiver, and they're the ones who do the waiver, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.